Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kim on a whim.
There's a pretty cool new trend, and even the Wall Street Journal is picking up on it and reporting about it, which says something.
Is that texting your favorite radio station?
Telling them that they suck.
That they suck.
Which we really appreciate, especially in the season of Thanksgiving. We really appreciate
that you
took the time on our text line, which, by the way, is live, 314-241-9797.
I mean, he ain't lying.
At least he's telling the truth, all right?
There you go.
Or she. I shouldn't just say it's a he. We don't know. Here's the new trend. This is the actual headline from the Wall Street Journal article. It says, conservative young women flip the script. Kids first, then career. I love that, because for so long as women, we've been told you have to chase your dreams and you shouldn't give up your career and you can always have children later. And now I think we're realizing, no, there is such thing as a biological clock, and conservative women are choosing to have children younger and knowing that we can always go back to our career. Listen to this. An analysis of the General Social Survey in the United States found that as of last year, about 75% of progressive women ages 18 to 35 were childless. Compare that to the number of conservative women in the same age group, 18 to 35, that was about 40%. So a 35% gap between the two. Now you compare that to 15 years ago, there was just a 5% gap. I realize I just threw a lot of numbers out at you, but that tells you there's a much bigger gap now than the number of progressive women who are childless versus the number of conservative women who were childless.
What's a shame of it is that it has to break down along ideological lines like that. You know, here's the thing about it. For every woman out there who was offended by Harrison Butker telling the truth at a commencement address last year, there's a woman somewhere saying, God, you know, I kind of agree with him. I'd really love to get married and have a kid, but you know, my friends are all going to look down on me. What a shame that we live in a society like that.
Right.
It's the reason our birth rates have fallen off so much. Remember the ones that said they're not going to have a baby while Donald Trump's in the White House? You better get on the ball. He's going to send you $1,000. What are you doing?
I forgot about that.
Thank you.
I was telling my husband about that. You know who was a big advocate of getting married, finding someone early, and starting to have children basically right away was Charlie Kirk. And he talked about how he says if you're not married by the age of 30, you only have a 50% chance of even getting married. And then the odds just drop of having children. But listen to him talking about this whole thing.
I think that we've gone wrong here, that women should prioritize family and children way above career, that they should try to find their husband before they're 25. That they should try to get married way younger. This is probably the fertility.
But then that problem also goes back to just finances.
No, that's
you can't
a huge
quite
problem. Totally
have
agree
a husband going out making a salary to have a stay at home.
I completely agree with that. That's the best argument. It's not a winner argument, but it's the best argument. Because at some point, you go to like sub-Saharan Africa, they have like 8 kids and they live in like a dirt hut. You can figure it out. having children, I believe, is a blessing of the Lord. It's the most amazing thing. You should try to have as many children as you can. Much more important than traveling to Thailand or having a big apartment or a bunch of cats. Okay? Having children are a gift from the Lord.
Well, amen to that.
Amen to that.
Yeah. It's fun. It's interesting because people who get married younger, like let's just say before the age of 25, which is the number that Charlie Kirk threw out. By the way, I missed that whole thing. I was on maternity leave when he was assassinated.
And yes.
I'll tell you what, not to go down a rabbit hole with that whole thing, but just to mention, I've played a number of clips from Charlie Kirk before everything happened. I've just really, really have respected him. I saw him in person. He came to my church, Grace Church, and spoke. And I was gutted. I mean, I was crying. It was so, so sad. I felt like I lost somebody I had really, really looked up to and respected as far as his debate style and his knowledge on so many topics. I would love, that's a gift from God that he had, to be able to retain that much information and to be able to be so articulate about it.
Well, the encouraging part to me is that so many hundreds of thousands of people across this country had that same reaction, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not maybe something they had verbalized prior to his death, which is, I mean, if anything good is to come out of that horrific tragedy and murder, there has been a bit of an awakening when you see the like 38,000 TPUSA chapters have popped up in high schools and on college campuses around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those campuses have rejected them. We've covered that. What was it, Loyola down in New Orleans or something? The student union took a vote. The students took a vote and wouldn't allow them to have a chapter on campus to recognized.
Let's just talk about that for a second. Yeah. So students get to vote?
At that university, apparently the student government body had to vote whether to officially recognize them. If they're not officially recognized, they're not available to get like space on campus for meetings, and they don't get any grant monies or anything like
that's
that.
That's crap.
Oh, I agree with you.
Because you know that they would never do that to some LGBTQ group. They would be super excited to have them and probably give them the biggest space and all the money that they wanted to do some sort of an event. But no, you bring TPUSA, a chapter, onto the campus, and that's probably way too offensive for people.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
It's sad.
That irks me.
Yeah, and to your point, though, I mean, it's encouraging. It was encouraging to me it was comforting. Maybe that's a better word, not encouraging, because you're never encouraged by a tragedy like that. It was comforting to me to see that reaction in largely young people. And I'm talking about teenagers, mm-hmm. 15, 16, 17. My daughter was crying when she called me and found out that Charlie Kirk had been murdered. And of course, the video went viral. And anybody who's seen it, you can never get that image out of your head. And that was as traumatic as anything for a lot of these kids who saw it on social media and probably thought it was AI or something. It was awful.
I know. I thought it was AI when I first saw it, because like you said, it was all over Twitter. So you'd be scrolling and you would accidentally see it, which it was just awful. But anyway, not to, again, steer away from the conversation we were having. I just know that Charlie was, you know, a huge advocate on starting a family early. And I think there's this mindset of you're not mature enough. You're not ready to to get married at that age. And sure, there are people who are basically babies who look like adults, but they act like children. And yeah, they're probably not the best person to be going off and getting married and starting a family at that point. But we shouldn't look at age specifically as, oh, you have to be this age in order to be ready to get married, or you have to be this old in order to start a family. There are people who are in their 40s and 50s and 60s, again, who act like they're 10 years old. There are some extremely mature 22-year-olds.
I think she's talking about us, Ethan.
I wasn't saying your names.
Okay,
you can draw your
thank
own
you.
Conclusions there.
She's just staring at us.
Get married, have children. Having being a mom is the biggest blessing in my life.
I mean,
it's crazy and I'm tired and all of the things, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's awesome being a mom. I love being a wife. And I fail at that all the time too. I mean, I'm going to continue failing as a mom and all the things, but it's, you start over and you try again. And it's just the joy that you have from that is incredible. And I love that there's this new trend where it's now cool to get married and have children and not feel so much pressure to build your career. I didn't meet my husband till I was close to 31. And I think it was because truly I was at the time a TV reporter and I'm just going from market to market, trying to chase the next job. And finally I realized, what am I doing? I want to have a family. I want to settle down. And I love St. Louis. I'm from St. Louis, but there are probably other cities that I think are, you know, the cool city if you're trying to like chase the job, right? But I realize, no, St. Louis is where my family is. That's where I know I ultimately want to be when I have children. I want them to be around my family. And so I came back here and again, very happy I did. But that was the driving force for me making that decision to move back to St. Louis.
Sure. Sure. This could spur a whole nother conversation here, but one of the comments on Facebook by David, who is one of those people that agrees that we suck, I think, if I read his comment earlier, he argues that the birth rate has nothing to do with politics. It's a natural occurrence that richer countries tend to have lower birth rates and poor ones tend to have higher birth rates. Part of that may be true, but don't tell me it's not about politics. If you heard the statistic that Kim read at the start of this segment, there are people in one party in this country who have proactively decided against starting a family in favor of a career. And that was the point of this conversation. Mm-hmm. And that is certainly affecting birth rate. So the politics is impacting the birth rate in this country.
And it's really sad because the birth rate, I'm pretty sure, if I'm remembering correctly, is at a record low.
It's pretty low.
People are choosing cats instead.
Yes.
And they dress up their cats. And I'm sorry if you dress up your cat. I'm not trying to hate on you.
Don't get into the crazy cat lady comments again, right? Didn't J.D. Vance get in trouble for that?
Was it J.D. Vance? I remember.
It seems like
I remember the conversation or the comment or whatever. But yeah, that's true. Well,
I hope
this is great.
Yeah, I hope it. I hope it's turning around. I hope that's a positive statistic.
Okay, wait. David wants you to read the other comment he said, which was, I agree, though, our culture could shift more toward having families first. And that's always a good thing. Okay. All right. We can agree on that.
Good. All right. Well, keep those texts coming, and Kim will try to keep up with them over there since I apparently didn't sign up in time and get the right password to get into the system. So Kim's going to have to handle that down the desk there. We appreciate that. 314-241-9797 is not just the call-in line, which is not open right now, but it is the text line, which is brilliant. So it'll be easy for me to remember that. I don't have extra things to remember that way. It was a short night. Let's put it that way. Great that you're here with us this morning. We got a great show for you. I can't wait to get Jimmy Failla on here this morning. You know, he's coming in January to the factory where I was last night for that Mammoth concert, and it's just a great venue, and I think that we'll get Failla out there. We'll fill it up again like we did with Kilmeade. We have tickets on the website already at 971talk.com. You'll see it on there under the events tab, and you can already get your tickets to Failla. We're going to be out there hanging out with him, and it's going to be a good time. Anyway, he's going to join us this morning about 8:20. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.